我们上一次讲到人在神面前真正的状况是怎么样。
The last time we saw the picture of what's the man's actual state before the Lord.
当前面我们看到人的行为、人的动作、人的一切外表、生活的状况以后
，When you see the state of man's conduct, man's life，
然后呢，保罗就提到了在神面前我们真正的状况。
Paul now mentioned before the Lord what kind of state we are in，
已经指证出来了
，And it has been corrected。
这个就是说呢，无论是犹太人，无论是外邦人。都在罪的权柄之下。
Which means whether the Jews, whether the Gentiles, they are all in sin before the Lord.
保罗在这里说我们已经证明了。
And Paul said that we are proven here.
我的心里们说我们已经控告了。
And in our heart it can prosecute us.
所以这句话就表示已经指证出来了。
Which means it has been pointed out.
神的存在是没有办法用证据去证明的。
That we cannot prove the existence of God, we prove.
不是因为神是不可证。
It is not because God cannot be proven.
乃是因为证据的本身是没有资格到这个程度去证明。
But it is because evidence is not qualified to prove God's existence.
所以圣经提到神把自己显明，而不是提到证明。
And that's why the Bible says God revealed Himself to us.
但是人的罪不需要怎样显明，就可以从行动中间呢被指证出来。
But we don't even have to review man's sin because in their conduct it is proven.
你不必承认你的罪。
You don't have to acknowledge your sin.
人从你的行为就看出来。
But men from your conduct they know.
保罗说我们已经指证出来了。
And Paul said you have pointed out.
犹太人是有罪。
That the Jews have sin.
希利尼人是有罪。
The Gentiles also have sin.
为什么保罗特别提到这两种人呢？
Why is that Paul especially mentioned this group of people?
保罗不站在罗马书提出这两种人。
Paul did not stand on the book of Romans to point to these two group of people.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章也特别提到这两种人。
But rather in 1 Corinthians 1 also he pointed out these two group of people.
这两种的人可以成为全人类最高等的那种这个文化的代表。
Because these two group of people can be representative of the highest culture of man.
直到今天整个西方的社会受的最高的影响就是希利尼文化跟希伯来文化两希所带来的影响。
Because even until today, the world culture has been influenced by these two group of people, the Hebrew and also the Greek.
全世界的人都把一个礼拜分成七天。
And the whole world has divided the days into 7 days a week.
这是犹太人的影响。
This is the Judaistic influence.
这是希伯来文化对全世界的影响。
This is the influence of the Hebraic culture.
全世界研究各种学问都用 logic 来做称呼。
And in the whole world, all the discipline of knowledge also be called by logic.
这是希腊人的影响。
This is the influence of the Greek.
全世界最伟大的宗教都是一神信仰。
And also the greatest religion of the world is the monotheistic.
这是希利尼、希伯来文化的影响。
And this is the influence of Hebraic culture.
全世界最高的学术都用逻辑去推演他们的这个。
And the highest scholars advances also use logic to study.
这是希腊人的影响。
This is the influence of the Greek.
所以希腊人是很伟大的一种富有思考研讨同影响全世界的一个民族。
And Greek also is a race that influenced the whole world with the logic.
希伯来也是一种非常伟大有心灵有这个信仰对世界启发的一个民族。
And the Hebrew also inspired the world with spirituality also with the faith.
今天整个世界在学术性的成就都有希腊的影子在里面。
And also today, the whole world has the shadow of the Greek influence in its scholastic achievement.
今天全世界里面，照比例来说，拿到最多诺贝尔奖金的是犹太血统。
And according to the proportion, those who acquire this Nobel Prize, the most number is with the Hebrews.
希利尼文化跟希伯来文化就成了整个人类最高峰的两种文化的影响传统。
So the Greek and the Hebrew culture become the influence of the higher culture of mankind.
但是在保罗写罗马书的时代，
But at the time when Paul was writing the book of Romans,
他要告诉全世界的人，这两种最有代表性的文化的这种民族，他们都是罪人。
He wants to tell the whole world that these two representative kind of culture in the world, they are all sinners.
换一句话说，罪恶的事情不是野蛮民族的事情。
In other words, sins that have been monopolized by only by the savage people.
罪恶的事情也不是在没有教育的人士中间才有的普遍现象。
And sin is not a common phenomenon among those who are not educated.
罪的人性中间是生根，是栽植在人心灵的深处的。
Sin is rooted in our spirit and also human nature.
这是超过文化所能改造的能力。
It transcends something culture can transform.
超过宗教的修养所能改造的能力。
Transcend also the kind of working heart of religion.
超过道德教训所能提醒的能力。
Transcend also moral education.
超过监牢同改革所能带来的这个改造。
Transcend also imprisonment and also revolution.
这个罪性的这个问题
This is a sinful nature.
是比罪行的问题更深入的。
It is even deeper profound than the sinful act.
罪性的问题是比罪行的更根本的。
Because the sinful nature is more fundamental than our sinful act.
保罗说我们已经指证出来了。
Paul said they were pointed all this clearly.
无论是犹太人
Whether it is the Jews,
无论是希腊人
Whether it is the Greeks,
他们都是罪。
They are all sinners.
哎，这个就引导到第三章二十三节，就总括一句话：世人都犯了罪。
Then they come to Romans chapter 3 verse 23 say that all have sinned.
当保罗提到人性的问题的时候
When Paul mentioned about human nature
他就从最有文化最有理性最有道德观念最有整个世界性影响的民族来开始
He started from the point of the nation that have the culture they have also the faith
全世界的学术是受希腊影响
Because all the scholastic achievement in the world is influenced by the Greek
所有的国家的法律都是受摩西
And even the laws of all the nations influenced by Mosaic law.
犹太人很伟大
The Jews are great.
虽然他们的人数很少，他们控制了全世界的经济、道德同这些其他的观念。
Even though they are of the minority, but they control the finance of the world.
希腊的民族是很伟大的
The Greek also is very great.
所以他们的国家早就被罗马所消灭掉，但是罗马人只能吞他们的土地，他们却侵吞了罗马人的头脑。
So that even the Greek Empire has been conquered by the Romans, but then they conquer the mind of the Romans.
所以这两个民族是人类的代表。
So these two nations is the representative of mankind.
那么他们是不是很辉煌
？Are they very glorious?
他们是不是很有道德呢
？Are they very moralistic?
他们是不是文化的成就中间达到了人性已经没有罪的影响的那种清净无为已经很圣洁的地步
？Have they achieved the rank whereby there's a culture?百姓
不是的
，no，
因为事实证明，学问高不等于道德可以提升。
Because the fact is to prove that even though you're high in education, but yet you're influenced by sin too。
事实证明，宗教修养多的人不一定可以得胜试探。
The fact tells that even though you have good religiosity, but yet you cannot run away from the temptation of sin。
这样我们很可能产生了反面的一个问话。
So probably we can have a reverse question。
如果是这样说，宗教有什么益处？
If that is the point, then what is the point of religion?
如果照这样说的文化有什么价值呢
？If that is so, what's the value of culture?
所以有一些人就提到，既然有宗教的地方人还会犯罪，就表明宗教是没有用的。
Some say that when there's religion, yet people sin, then there's no use for religion.
既然是有受高的教育的人还在犯罪，表示教育是没有用的。
Since those who highly educated yet they sin, there's no point for education. Then.
共产主义就走了这一条反宗教的路线的这个道路。
So commonly tread the path whereby they are anti-religion.
那么这句话到底从逻辑上成立不成立
？From logic, can this be established?
有宗教还要犯罪，所以宗教没有用。
So in religion, yet you sin, there's no use for religion.
有文化还犯罪，那么文化没有用。
Even though there's culture, yet you sin, there's no use for culture. Then
受教育有知识还会犯罪，教育就没有用。
So you're educated, you're knowledgeable, yet you sin, there's no use for education. Then
这么简单吗
？Is that so simple?
如果逻辑用这样的办法来否定这些正面的。
If you use logic to deny this positive contribution,
那么我也可以用逻辑来用反面的方法来肯定这些事情。
Then I can use also logic to reverse to confirm the value of this thing.
所以青年人你们聪明
，so young people are intelligent.
当有的人用一个逻辑来反抗你的信仰的时候
，when some people use logic to oppose your faith,
你要知道他的反抗的中间有一个自我摧残的里面的这个自我毁灭的力量是他没有觉悟的。
You know that in the opposition there's a power or self-destruction whereby they do not realize
所以不谨慎的就受人毒害而不自知
so if not careful you'll be poisoned and yet you don't know yourself
毛泽东就用这个方法来破坏来对付许多受过文化教育的人
毛泽东 used this to oppose those who are intellectuals.
那么就是唐牧师，你的反面的逻辑是什么？
He said, Reverend Tong, what is the reverse logic?
反面的逻辑，如果连有宗教人都这么坏，没有宗教不是更坏吗？
You would say that if those people who are religious, yet they sin, then it would be worse for those who have no religion at all.
如果连受了教育人都会犯罪，没有受教育要怎么办呢？
So even for those who are educated, they have sinned. What even more for those who are not educated?
如果连有文化的人都在堕落的中间生活，那么呢，没有文化要怎么办？
For those who are cultured, yet they are living in sin, what will happen to those who are not cultured at all?
逻辑又反逻辑。
So logic will oppose logic.
这样我们就能够在其中找到应当怎么行。
Then we can find out how should we conduct ourselves.
许多的基督教的基督徒的领袖也犯上这个毛病。
Many of the leaders of Christianity have this mistake.
学问不要紧。
There's no importance.
文化没有用。
Culture has no use.
音乐没有价值。
Music has no value.
艺术没有价值。
Art has no value.
天天到晚就讲树林的事情，就否定了这些东西。
So day and night talk about spirituality, deny all these things.
这些东西不能否定。
All these things cannot be denied.
这些东西不能绝对肯定。
But this thing cannot be absolutely confirmed.
这些东西有它正面的价值。
Because they have their positive values.
但是有它局限的范围在里面。
But also it has limitations.
所以我们需要有超越文化、超越宗教、超越知识的神的恩典来处理这些事情。
Because it is only by the grace of God who transcend culture, transcend all these things, we can deal with all these things.
我们用属灵的事来超越属世的事。
Then we also use spirituality to transcend the worldliness.
我们用永恒的事来支配暂时的事。
And also we use the eternity to direct our temporality.
我们用属天的智慧来分析属世的知识。
Using the heavenly wisdom word to analyze the worldly knowledge.
这样基督徒就不是否定文化、否定宗教、否定道德、否定学问。
So as a Christian, we do not deny culture, religion, or education or knowledge.
这也是许多聚会所受尼托生一派的影响所产生出来的副作用。
And also this is the product, byproduct of the local church's influence.
所以这样教会里面就不能产生那些有真正照着神的智慧搞知识同文化的。
And because of that, man cannot go according to the true revelation of God, using their intelligence to deal with culture.
教会就没有能力用神最高的道德的能力来影响世界人为的道德理论。
Then man cannot use the high morality of God to influence the ethical theory of the world.
如果我们没有这样的积极的精神，
if we do not have this positive spirit,
那么结果基督徒就裹足不前，自以为在象牙塔里面享受惯了，就不管世间的人间的烟火。
And Christians then tarry there, look themselves in the ivory tower without wanting to look for the events of the world.
这是很可怜的。
This is pitiful.
当圣经提到人在神面前实际状况的时候，
So when the Bible mentions our man's true situation before the Lord,
有一些否认这个或者这个不大了解圣经真正意义的人，
And also to deny those who truly understand the Bible,
他就认为基督教是否定文化，是把文化践踏在地，认为完全一文不值的事情。
They were thought that Christianity deny all this culture, thinking the culture is has no use at all.
其实不是如此。
Actually it's not so.
所以当我们在看研究下面这些话的时候，
When you study the following statements,
你可能落在一个观念中间，人是一文不值的。
You're falling into a kind of contrary thing that man has immense use.
甚至连律法也是一文不值。
Even law is useless.
因为呢，律法呢是使犹太人没有办法过一个圣洁的生活。
Because law cannot help the Jews to lead a holy life.
所以这样呢，人有了律法没有用，因为跟没有律法不是一样嘛。
So even you have law is no use because they, as if they have no law at all.
当保罗讲外邦人犯罪的时候，
When Paul says that the Gentiles have sinned,
犹太人很高兴。
The Jews are happy.
对了，外邦人犯罪。
Yet it's right the Gentiles sin.
那保罗说犹太人也犯罪的时候，
So when Paul said even the Jews have sinned,
犹太人就气死保罗。
And then they hate Paul.
所以你讲外邦可以，你讲我就不可以。
So you can say that the Gentiles have sinned is okay, but not me.
所以我分心讲世人有犯罪的时候，哇，许多牧师都讲到讲的。
So if the rivalries will say that the people of the world have sinned, they say that they talk well.
但如果神的仆人说连教会的领袖也犯罪了，这些许多教会领袖是气死了。
If the servant of God would say that even the church leader have sinned, then they get angry with him.
保罗说希律人犯罪。
And Paul said the Greek have sinned.
保罗说犹太人也犯罪。
And the Jews have sinned too.
那么希律人的文化是人被造的理性产生出来的东西。
And the Greek culture is a product of man's created rationality.
所以我们把它否定掉吧。
So I want to deny that.
犹太人的律法是上帝赐下的。
But then the law of the Jews given by God.
也是照样没有把他带到圣洁的地步。
But it wouldn't help them to become a holy man.
那你怎么样也把他否定掉？
So how can they deny that?
所以呢，你研究这一段圣经的时候。
So when you study this passage,
你要知道这是从上帝的绝对性来看人性。
You must know that it is from the perspective of absoluteness of God they want to look at human nature.
我们不要因此就把人当作完全没有价值。
But we do not because of that make a conclusion thinking man is useless.
我们只能说罪是可恶的，人还是可爱的。
Only about to say that sin is to be hated, but man is lovable.
人性中间有罪的根在里面。
Because in human nature, there's a root of sin.
但是这个罪的存在不能否定人的价值。
But this existence of sin cannot deny the value of man.
因为人性里面也有神的形象。
Because in human nature, there's also the likeness of God.
只有当一个人一面恨恶罪恶，一面尊重人的时候，他才能过传福音的生活。
It is only when men hate sin but yet lead a proper man's life, then they can lead a life in totality.
就当一个人对人性中间那尊贵荣耀的神的形象，因受罪破坏有痛苦的心的时候，才产生真正对灵魂的爱。
But when men truly feel pain because this human like the God's likeness, the humanity has been destroyed by sin, then only can truly love man's spirit.
没有一个教比基督教对人性对罪恶责备的更厉害。
There's no single religion that rebukes sin more seriously as compared to Christianity.
没有一个宗教比基督的福音对人性的尊严提到最高的地步。
And there's no single religion that can mention about the dignity of man's humanity as compared to the gospel.
这是归正福音里面归正运动里面所提到的文化使命的问题。
And this is what we talk about cultural mandate in reform theology.
好，我们在谈十诫到十二诫的时候。
So when we study verses 10 to 12,
我相信许多许多甚至神学家在教会里面都会反对我们这样解释法。
And I tell you, many of the even theologians church leaders will oppose what we're going to interpret in this passage.
没有寻找上帝。
No one who seek for God.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
这不能这样解释。
You cannot interpret.That manner.
所以有一些人就不能接受这样的解释。
So some cannot accept this kind of interpretation.
那么你问他说呢，到底你要怎么解释呢？
But then you ask how are you going to interpret?
他说当然有人寻找上帝。
Of course, there are people who seek for God.
不然怎么有宗教呢？
If not, how come there's religion?
他们解释宗教就是人寻找上帝。
And they say religion is man seeking for God.
那上一次呢，我已经讲清楚了，人自己说他寻找上帝，而上帝说没有人寻找他，你应当听人或者听上帝啊。
Last time I said that man said.That they seek for God, but yet God said that man never seek for Him. Who do you want to listen to?
所以这个解释
，so this interpretation
要从前面的一把钥匙来做开端才能明白。
We must use the key to open up the meaning.
那个钥匙就是什么
？The key is
人都是虚谎的
，Men are all liars.
就上帝是真实
，Only God is true.
这是第三章开头就讲出来。
In the beginning of the chapter three, it mentioned that.
那用这个钥匙去解释神怎么样看人
，so using that key to study how.God look at man.
上帝说没有寻找。
God said there's no one who seek for God.
上帝说没有完全。
God said there's no perfect man.
上帝说没有行善。
God said there's no one who do good.
上帝说没有明白。
God said there's no one who try to understand.
上帝说连一个也没有。
And God said not even one.
这个太严重了。
So serious.
整个人类中间。
The whole humanity.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
那么这样怎么解释那伟大的道德家呢？
Then how can you tell of something who is good in morality?
伟大的文化学者
The good culturalist
宗教的教主
The good religious founders
他们不是很行善
Are they not doing good?
他们不是寻找上帝
Are they not seeking after God?
他们不是明白真理吗
Are they not trying to understand the truth?
释迦牟尼在菩提树下他说他恍然大悟他明白了人生的
Second many say that he realized about God
真的吗
Is that true?
上帝说连一个也不
God said not even one who understands
孔子说呢他把这个人生的道理教导给中国人。
Confucius said he teach man the human way to mankind.
他不是很明白吗
？Isn't he understand the truth?
连一个也没有。
God said not even one.
所以罗马书第三章这一段呢，很可能是许多人呢对基督教非常痛恨。
So this passage coming from Romans chapter 3 verse 10 to 12 may be cause people to hate about Christianity.
怎么可以这样把人讲得一文不值
？How can you say that man is useless?
这里说的根本没有一个人。
He said not even one.
没有明白。
Not even one who understands.
没有寻求上帝。
Not even one who seeks after God.
没有行善的。
Not even one who.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
这是怎么看呢？
How are you going to deal with that?
或者从神的宝座看，不是从人的观念来看。
It will be from the perspective of God's throne, not from man's perspective.
我告诉你，从人的观念来看，世界很多好人。
From man's concept, there are many good people in the world.
我们一定要承认
that we must acknowledge.
你不能说罪都是一样的，大罪小罪是一样的。
You cannot say sins are all the same, big sins, small sins are all the same.
我们不但听过这样的话，我们也讲过这样的话。
So we heard this, also we talk about that.
罪人就是罪人。
The sinner is sinner.
大罪小罪都是一样的。
It will be the same whether big sin or small sin.
真的吗？
Is that true?
我念你一把是犯罪。
So if I were to prick you, then I sin.
那么这是犯罪。
And that's sinning.
但我开枪把你打死也是犯罪。
But if I were to shoot you, I also sin.
大罪小罪一样的，就用开枪打死好吧。
So big sin, small sin is the same. I will shoot you with a gun pistol.
一样不一样？
Is that the same?
谁说大罪小罪一样？
Who say the big sin and small sin are the same?
谁说大罪小罪一样？ 现在你不敢讲，可能昨天还在讲。
Maybe yesterday you say that.
哪里大罪小罪一样？
You cannot say that big sin and small sin is the same.
当然不一样。
It's different.
圣经说有自己死的罪，有不自己死的罪，怎么会一样？
But Bible says that there's sin that causes to die, but sin that will not.
当然不一样。
Of course, that's different.
所以当我们谈到罪的问题的时候，
So when you talk about sin,
当然有程度上的差别。
Of course, there are different in degrees.
不是因为程度差别，有上天堂几层，下地狱几层的分别，不是那个意思。
And not because there are different in degrees in sin, you go to different levels of heaven.
在罪的地位上， 大罪小罪是一样。
But in the position of sin, whether big sin or small sin is the same.
在罪的危害程度上，行为里面，大罪小罪是不一样。
But as the threat of sin, there's a difference of big sin and small sin.
所以当这里谈到人一点都没有用的时候，
So when you say that man is useless,
这不是用人的眼光同程度来看人犯罪的情形。
It is not coming from man's perspective, man's measure to measure man's sin.
那是用神的眼光来看人的情形。
But rather from the perspective of God.
当这个牙齿把它拔掉的时候，
When you uproot your this tooth,
医生，你是不是很贪爱我的牙齿，就把它拿去？
You say, dentist, do you love my teeth? That's why you take it out, take it away.
医生不是，你要带回家，你可以带，我不要你的牙齿，谁要？
The dentist will say that you can take it away. I don't want it.
这牙齿拔了，你先臭的要死。
Because the teeth is good, not good smell.
你拔过牙吗？
Have you ever taken away your teeth?
以后拔牙哈，收起来。 还没有收，还没有丢，先嗅一下，你就知道。
Later on, before you keep it, you just smell and see.
我们里面很多臭牙。
Well, we are very rotted and rotten teeth.
但是你自己没有感到臭，是神特别怜悯，你知道吗？
You do not feel that it is rotten because God has mercy on you.
你的鼻子这么靠近你的口，而没有感觉它很臭，这就是上帝的恩典。
Your nose is so close to your mouth, but you don't feel the bad smell because God has grace on you.
否则自杀的人会更增加的。
If not, there will be increase in number of people who commit suicide.
你把拔掉的牙带回家去。
So if you take this tooth and remove,
只有一个大洞。
The only big hole is that.
但是多数还是好的。
And more of it is good.
如果一块钻石缺了一口， 就变成磨成几个小钻石还可以。
So if we have a diamond which is cut away by one angle, you say that never mind, it's still a diamond.
你现在这个牙齿还可以做成几个小牙齿放在猫的里面还可以用的。
So they say this tooth can still make a few small tooth to the mouth of the cat.
所以当医生说要拔掉。
So when the dentist says you want to take it away,
它不是说你整个牙齿烂到不能用才拔掉。
It doesn't mean that the whole teeth have been rotten and that's why you got to remove.
你这个牙齿虽然不是完全坏， 已经可以说这个牙已经没有用了。
Because even though it's not totally rotten, but say that it is no more use.
所以呢，当一个人弹琴的时候，
So when a man played the piano,
一首歌一共有5800次手指弹在这个键盘上。
So in one of the compositions, 5,800 times you touch on the keys.
你说5800次我弹的时候只有错2000次。
You say 5,800 times, I only wrong in 2,000 times.
我应该及格，因为超过60分嘛。
Because it's more than 60%, I should be passed.
对不对的？ 5,800次要弹，那我只有错2000次。
5,800 times, I'm only wrong in 2,000 times.
还有3,800次我是对的。
3,800 times, I'm right.
我这个歌还弹得不错。 对的比错的多得多。
So what I play is not too bad.
你的老师给你毕业吗？
So would your piano teacher graduate you?
让你开演奏会吗？
And will you have a performance?
演奏下来的时候，
After you perform,
感谢主只有错2000个。
He said, praise the Lord because I'm wrong in 2,000 times.
我告诉你， 如果那个老师说你还可以开演奏会，
If your teacher would say that you can have this recital,
老师一定是带聋子来听你的音乐会。
And he will bring all those who are unable to come.
你的老师要求多高？
And how much demand coming from your teacher?
就是他对音乐的敏感程度多高。
It represents how sensitive he has in the music.
反正你都 何语，怎么样做都可以的，一定是不好的老师。
And for those people, you feel that you can do anything you like and you'll be okay. He's not a good teacher.
所以，如果你真正看到一个高师
，if you see a good teacher，
是个好的这个非常这个高明的老师
，a very good teacher，
他一定对学生要求严格的不得了。
He will have high demand from the students.
大家讲不对，不错。
When everybody say it's not right,
当他讲你不对的时候
，When he say that you're not right,
你不要恨他
，Don't hate him.
你不要以为他故意对付你
，Don't feel that he wants to go against you purposely.
因为他很严格对待你的言辞才能出高徒。
Because it's only a teacher who are very serious can produce good students.
你现在把一个弹琴的人
，a one who play the piano，
带到普通人面前
，if come to common people，
你怎么弹他一定 personal 的
，no matter how you play they'll clap they'll applaud，
因为他对你弹对弹错都不要紧，只要有音乐听他就 personal。
Whether you play right or wrong it never mind because as long as there's music for him he'll clap his hand。
如果你把同样一个人带到 Horowitz 的面前
，if you bring one person to Horowitz，
带到这个 Rubinstein 的面前
，Rubinstein。
带到那些最伟大的钢琴老师
，and greater pianist。
那么他听了以后呢
？After he listened，
他会随便 personal 吗
？Would he just simply clap the hands？
可能你没有弹完，他已经不见了。
Maybe before you even finish, he would disappear。
他不要再听下去。
He doesn't want to continue to listen to you。
他不听下去的时候
，when he doesn't want to continue，
你会不会说你这样骄傲
？Would he say that you're so proud？
没有礼貌，我都没有弹完。
Just before even I complete the playing，
他的程度不是你的程度。
Because his degree is not your degree.
他的程度是演奏家的程度。
Because his degree is the one who performs.
他是世界第一流的音乐演奏者的程度。
He's a first class performer in the world.
所以当他讲你错的时候
，When he say you're wrong,
你只能哭。
You can only cry.
你就求他教你。
You ask him to teach you.
你才是真正的学者的态度。
Then only you are true scholar.
今天我问你。
I want to ask you，
上帝说人有罪的时候
，When God said man have sinned，
他是以神的身份讲话
，He is in the position of God to say that，
他是最高的道德的本体来讲话
，He is the substance of the highest ethic that he said about that，
他是人的创造者
，He is the creator of mankind，
他是全世界以后一定要审判所有人类的那位最后的审判官
，And he will find a judge of all men's sin。
你把他对你讲的话当作是对你的侮辱吗？
Do what he has said to you with them that is insult.
如果人家说你不对
，if people say you're wrong，
你可能打他
，then you are slapping.
但是在法院那边，法官说你不对，你也去打他嘛。
But in the court, if a judge says you're wrong, will you slap him？
你神经病啊
！You're wrong.
你不能打他的
，you cannot，
因为他是权威
，because he's the authority.
所以今天很多人是基督教不好，因为基督教说我是罪人，我讨厌基督教。这些人是神经有病，我告诉你。
Today a lot of people say that I don't like Christianity because they say that we are sinners.
当医生说你心脏坏了
，When the doctor said there's something wrong with the heart，
你打他一巴掌
，Will you clap？
他说你不但心脏坏了，你心肠也坏了。
Not only your heart is bad, also your heart is bad.
你再打他一巴掌
，You will slap him again。
他说你不但心脏坏了，心肠坏了，你的手也坏了。
He said not only your heart is bad, also your hand is bad。
你不能改他的。
You cannot correct him.
你不能因为生气就改他。
You cannot get angry and try to correct him.
你的自尊所以不可以被人家讲。
You cannot because of self-respect. You say you cannot say I'm wrong.
因为他是权威。
Because he's the authority.
他讲了，你只能够悔改。
What he say, you got to repent.
你只能审查。
You can only have self-examination.
有一个75岁的老人家。
There's an old man of 75 years old.
很有钱的人。
And very rich.
我认识他。
I know him.
他病的时候呢
？When he was sick,
他的孩子们爱他不得了。
All the children love him very much.
请两个医生陪他到纽约去医病。
And have two doctors accompany him to New York to
还有请两个护士一同送他飞机去医病。
And also two nurses also followed.
然后呢，把这些医生护士都放在最好的旅馆里面。
And then put this doctor and nurse in the best hotel.
然后请全纽约最好的医生来医他的病。
And also have the best doctor in the New York to come and treat his father.
两个月以后。
And 2 months later.
医了有一点点的。日子了
，and that was after some days，
还没有好
，it was not healed yet，
把他送回菲律宾来了
，then took him back to Philippines，
那讲那两个月
，and that 2 months，
四个人的机票
，four
旅馆
，hotel
吃饭，医生费
，lodging
医馆费
，physician fees hotel fees，
多少钱你知道
？you know how much？
当他回到菲律宾的时候
，when he came back to the Philippines，
回到他家，我刚好在他家
，and came back to his house， I was in his house，
我说。某某伯伯你好了吗
？I said so and so, are you getting better？
他说好像不太好。
Not too good。
那么你什么病呢
What kind of illness do you have?
他的孩子们都不要告诉我什么病。
Say my children doesn't want to tell me what illness I have.
医生也不要告诉我什么病。
And the doctor also doesn't want to tell me.
护士也不告诉我什么病。
And nurses also never tell me.
那么我说，那你知道你什么病？
And I asked, do you know what kind of illness do you have?
他说我知道。
Of course I know.
不但我知道。
Not only I know.
而且我知道，我的孩子都不知道我知道。
And I know that my children doesn't know that I know.
他们不知道我已经知道了。
They doesn't know that they do not know that I already know.
他们年轻人以为可以骗我。
Their young people thought that they could cheat me.
其实呢，我早就知道他们是骗我的。
But actually, early on, I know that they cheated me.
那我想这个老人一定很聪明。
And this man is a wise man, I think.
你可能知错了。
Maybe you know it wrongly.
我知没有错。
I know not wrongly.
你真的知道你知道的对吗？
Do you truly know that what you know is right?
我真的知道我知道的是对的。
I truly know that what I know is right.
你谁告诉你？
Who tell you? Nobody tell me.
没有人告诉。
Nobody tells me.
那么没有人告诉你怎么会知道？
Nobody tells you. How come you know?
我心里想，大概他会说，上帝启示我了。
I said maybe he said God reveals to me.
你的这个老人家怎么回答的？
You know how did this old man answer me?
他说，我就等了两个月都不知道我什么病。
So I waited for 2 months not knowing what kind of illness do I have.
要走的那一天。
And the day I was about to leave.
我对医生说我要走了，不知道什么再来见你。
I told the doctor that I'm going to leave. I don't know when will I come back to see you again.
非常谢谢你两个月医我。
Thank you very much for treating me for this past 2 months.
我要你一张名片好吗？
I want you a name card from you.
医生就给他名片。
And the doctor gave me a name card.
他一看就知道他什么病。
And he saw that, you know what kind of illness that he had?
Cancer specialist.
Because a cancer specialist.
他知道了，谢谢医生，他走了。
So he said thank you and he said farewell to the doctor.
后来他死了。
Later he died.
死以前对孩子们说。
And before he died, he told the children.
我是 cancer.
I died because of cancer.
孩子吓了一跳，怎么知道？
And the children are so astonished.
你们常以为老人家很笨。
You always think that the old men are stupid.
我告诉老人家很聪明的。
The old men are wise.
所以呢，他你以为你厉害，他不跟你辩，因为他知道你如果打他，他一定没有力还你，所以就让你去好了。
So that they don't want to argue with you because they say that if I would argue, we cannot argue with you.
他说唐牧师。
He said Reverend Tom.
我只要一张名片就知道我什么病了，孩子怎么可以骗我
？I only one name card and know what kind of illness I have. How can my children cheat me?
那么他知道他 cancer 的时候。
So when he know that he have cancer,
他怎么样？
Now what do you do?
他会不会叫医生来？
Will he ask the doctor to come?
我警告你。
I want to warn you.
这样没有礼貌。
So ill man.
你以为我是 cancer?
You thought I have cancer.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
我才不接受你的理论。
I won't accept your theory.
如果我是那个医生啊。
If I'm that doctor.
我说这不是理论不理论，事实你就是 cancer.
I say something theoretical because the fact is that you have cancer.
神就这样讲啊。
That's what God say.
没有寻找的。
No one who's sick.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有行善的。
No one who do good.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有明白的。
No one who understands.
连一个也没有。
Not even one.
那苏格拉底好不好？
Socrates is good.
好。
It's good.
我们大家都说他很好。
We all say that he's good.
神说，我说他不好。
God said that no, I say he's not good.
孔子好不好？
Confucius
很好。
Good.
我们都说他很好。
We all say he's good.
上帝说，我说他不好。
God said no, I say he's not good.
那么你可以反对上帝。
Can you oppose God?
你不能反对上帝。
You cannot.
因为只有神才看到最深最深一层，最高最高的要求，最绝对最绝对的审判。
Because it's only God who can see the deepest. God is the one who is the absoluteness, and also God is the one who can judge.
最高的权威讲话的时候。
When the highest authority speaks,
你不是强辩。
You are not trying to argue with him.
不是否认。
Not trying to deny.
不是抗反。
How can I oppose him?
你只能承认。
You can only but to accept.
所以在神最高的标准。
So in the highest level of God,
世界没有义人。
God said there's no single righteous man.
连一个人。
Not even one.
没有行善的。
Not one who do good.
连一个人。
Not even one.
在人类历史中间，你所最尊重的人。
In the human history, the one who respect the most.
你以为他好得不得了。
You thought he's the best.
但是他心灵深处知道他自己不够好。
But deep in his spirit, he said, I'm not good enough.
苏格拉底知道他不够好。
Socrates knows that he's not good enough.
孔子知道他不够好。
Confucius said, knows that he's not good enough.
孔子说，假我五十，足以修矣，或何免大过也。
He said, give me 50 more years, I can study
about... 5 or 10 years.
Five or 10 years, I can study about 易经, then maybe I can avoid the bigger sins.
所以他自己知道他很难免大过。
So he knows that he cannot escape from big sins.
小过不必讲。
Small sins is okay.
所以你说这个过是错误，不一定是罪恶。
He said this is a wrong thing, may not be sin, you say.
但是圣经的观念，错时就是 hamartia, 就是罪的那个字根的意思。
But then hamartia in the Greek says that there's the root of sin.
所以当有一天上帝审判人的时候
，One day when God judges people，
所有最圣洁、最义、最良善的人都从良心的厕所。我是应当受审判的。
The holiest people, the best people say that I am worthy to be judged.
所以当一个人有过犯，你责备他，他悔改的时候，这个人有盼望。
When a man has sinned, you rebuke him, and yet he returned and repented, he has hope.
当一个人有过犯，你责备他，他生气的时候，这个人没有盼望。
When man have a sin, then you rebuke him, he get angry, he has no hope.
所以圣经箴言告诉我们。
And that's why the book of Proverbs tell us.
你不要责备愚昧人。
Do not rebuke the fools.
你要责备智慧人。
Rebuke the wise.
一个智慧人是个敬畏上帝。
Because the wise is the one who fear God.
一个智慧的人是严厉罪恶的。
And he departs from sin.
一个智慧的人是认识上帝的圣洁本性的。
The wise man knows about God who is holy.
所以这些人被规劝、受责备的时候，他们的心灵深处就好像找到新的亮光，使他可以有新的方向，有悔改。
So when these people have to rebuild, as in their heart, they find a new direction, new light.
但愚昧人不是如此。
But the fools are not the same.
他们是愚顽的。
They are very stubborn.
他们是刚愎的。
They are very obstinate.
他们是自以为义的。
They feel they have faith righteous.
也责备他，也恨你。
The more you rebuild, the more they hate you.
所以就是浪费时间，浪费口舌，破坏感情。
So you're wasting your time, wasting your eloquence, and then you cause a bad relationship.
这是人性之不可救药的地方。
And that's why man is not savable because of that.
这也是宗教本来是要良善变成最邪恶的一个东西。
And that's the religion that meant to be good but becomes the most evil thing.
耶稣基督是被谁钉在十字架上
？Who was nailed? By whom was Jesus Christ nailed on the cross?
你是罗马兵丁。
He said the Roman people.
为什么罗马兵丁
？Why the Roman soldiers?
因为犹太人宗教领袖借刀杀人。
Because the Jews, the leaders, they use them to murder Jesus.
犹太的领袖要借刀杀人。
Why is that they use the Romans to murder Jesus?
因为耶稣不是责备罗马人，是责备犹太人。
Because Jesus never rebuked the Romans, but to the Jews.
你们假冒伪善的法利赛人又在乎？
因为那 hypocrite Pharisees.
你们这些假冒伪善的律法师有关系。
Woe unto you who are the scribes.
我们的假冒。
We are hypocrites.
可以用宗教的仪式来遮盖。
We can use the religious rituals to cover it.
可以用文化的外衣来蒙蔽。
We can use the government culture to cover it.
可以用我们虚假的道德行为来这个做外表来自己欺骗自己。
You can use our hypocritical conduct to deceive ourselves.
但是上帝说
，But God say，
我岂能被你所欺骗
？How can I be deceived by you？
上帝说
，God say，
没有义人
，No righteous man，
连一个也没有
，Not even one，
没有行善
，No one who does good，
一个也没有
，Not even one，
没有明白的
，No one who understands，
一个也没有
，Not even one，
没有寻找上帝。
No one is sick after God.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
从上帝最高标准的批判所产生的话语。
So the judgment that comes from the highest standard of God that judge us.
这里提到理性的问题。
Here talk about rationality.
提到意志的问题。
Talk about the will.
提到行动的问题。
Talk about conduct.
提到功用的问题。
Talk about function.
提到道德的问题。
Talk about morality.
提到原理的问题。
Talk about language.
就表示从这六个方面。把人性的败坏都讲出来。
Which is from this six aspect, it talk about man's corruptness.
从理性来说
，from rationality,
人没有明白真理。
Man not trying to understand God.
从意志来说
，from will,
人没有寻找上帝。
Man never seek for God.
从行为来说
，from conduct,
人都偏离正路。
Man walk their own way.
从功用来说
，from function,
人已经变为无用了。
Man become useless.
从道德来说
，from morality,
人行的都不是善。
Man do not do good.
从原理来说。原理来说
，from language，
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓
，their lips are the vipers of the graveyard，
他们的舌头是诡诈的道
，and also their tongues are like the corruptness，
他们嘴唇有蛔蛇的毒气
，and their lip also have the vipers of
vipers， 满口是咒骂苦毒
，and it full with cursing and bitterness，
杀人流血，他们的腿飞跑。
And they shake blood and then they run swiftly.
所经过的道路变成残害暴力的事情。
And their ways are riddled with miseries.
今天当我思想这些话语的时候。
Now when I ponder on this.
我就回想到十天以前我参加两个研讨会。
I recollected that 10 days ago I attended 2 seminars.
这两个研讨会给我很深的印象。
And have a great impression in me.
因为一个很著名的基督徒的将军。
A very famous Christian general. In Indonesia, in a seminar, he spoke this.
这一年里面,
in this 1 year, the broadcasting of all the television stations in Indonesia, they have false reports. All the news in the newspaper are distorted.
前几天,
and a few days ago,
这个有赞成瓦西德, 跟反对瓦西德的学生两个阵营在国会大厦里面差不多都要斗起来。
And two group of people want to pro once against what he was gathering in the parliament.
赞成的比反对的人数多得不得了。
And those who agree with him are more outnumber those who oppose.
不是agree, support him.
Those who support him outnumber those who oppose him.
但是呢, 电视台的镜头专专照着反对瓦西德的，不照赞成他。
But the TV only focus on those who oppose him.
这样使全印尼的人都以为的，整个国家都在反对瓦西。
So that the whole nation thought that the whole nation is against him.
其实反对他不到2000个人。
Less than 2,000 who oppose him.
站在他的可能有差不多6000-7000个人。
Maybe 6,000 or 7,000 who support him.
报道完全报道那些对这个事实不敢讲清楚。
But then the report did not report the truth.
那么当然。 瓦西德的事情现在还不清楚。
Of course, it's very unclear about what thing.
但是有一个很伟大、很正直，我自己认识的国会里面一个最高的法律专家对我讲一句。
And one of the law specialists that I know him, and he said this to me.
到今天还没有证据他是有份于贪污。
And today we still don't have the evidence that he's corrupted.
已经对他下一个这个指责的命令，从法律的观点是不公义的。
But then you want to have this rebuking him is not right in the laws.
有一天当然会明白他到底毛病在哪里。
And of course one day we know where his shortcoming is.
但是呢,
But then
那些争夺要上台的人,
those who want to climb up the top,
盼望他下台的人,
hope that he'll be dethroned.
他们的贪污跟他们的败坏是比瓦西德更厉害。
And their corruption is worse than white.
怪不得有很多的大学生看出如果他下台印尼更糟糕。
No wonder a lot of these university students say that if he were to go down, it would be worse with for Indonesia.
很多人以为瓦西德是很好。
A lot of people thought that what is good.
其实瓦西德也有不好的地方。
Of course, he has something which is not good.
他有许多固执的地方。
He has something which is obstinate.
所以这一次给他一个大的境界也不错。
And it's good for him to have a warning this time.
那么这个不好，那个不好。 哪一个好呢?
So this no good, that's no good, who then is good?
回到圣经里面一个也没有。
And the Bible says not even one is good.
是圣经的话吗?
God's word.
姓瓦的也不好。
And the wife is not good.
姓苏的也不好。
And also 苏哈道 is not good.
姓哈的也不好。
Habibi is not good.
哈比比不好。
Habibi is not good.
苏哈道不好。
苏哈道 is not good.
瓦西的不好。
Wife is not good.
那么这个极端的那个分子, 我不讲哪一种人。
I'm not going to extremist first.
他知道现在有两个，一个正副总统, 他们是盼望先把这个打下来, 让那个做那个没有经验, 再打下来, 马上他们就用某种宗教的力量,
So now you have the president and vice president want to take away with the president and then later on saying that the vice president is not capable and then they'll climb up to the place.
那个时候基督教中国人就苦得不得了。
At that time, Christians and also the Chinese will be oppressed.
你怎么讲我不知道。
We don't know how you say it.
但我知道一件事情。
But one thing I know.
到现在超过500间礼拜堂被烧，还没有一个烧礼拜堂的进监牢。
And until today, 500 more than 500 churches have been burned. Not even one who set fire to the churches have been imprisoned.
所以许多报道的事情都和事实完全不一样。
So although reports do not go according to the truth.
前几年有个人从北京,
a few years ago, someone from Beijing
到印尼来,
and came to Indonesia.
他说我们现在在北京,
they say now we in Beijing.
我们呢, 这个看报纸的时候,
when they read the newspaper,
我们只相信一件事,
we only believe one thing.
是真的。
That's true.
其他都不真,
others are not true.
我说报纸哪一件事你相信是, 每天就相信一件事。
I say in the newspaper every day only believe one thing is true. Which one?
他说几年几月几日那是真的。
And the date.
别的都不是真的。
And others are not true.
讲的都是谎话。
All are lies.
你知道刚刚发生什么事情吗?
You know what just happened?
有人从陕西到河北去, 就把自己又倒了油烧死。
Some from Shanxi came to Hebei, burn himself.
所以人性败坏到一个地步。
So man's human nature has been so corrupted.
腿跑快为了要杀人。
They run swiftly in order to murder.
滔滔不绝口才流利, 为了证明他的事是对的, 其实心是恶毒的。
They are good and eloquent, but only to prove their heart is evil.
他们用石头弄鬼诈。
Because they have this thing which starts right from their lips.
嘴唇里面有灰色的肚脐.
And all the poison of viper coming from the lips.
满口是咒骂苦毒.
And their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
杀人流血他们的脚会跑.
And their feet are swift to shed blood.
经过的路变形残害暴力的事情.
And the days of peace they do not know.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
My dear brothers and sisters.
前不久,
Some time ago,
去年9月份我们已经知道了,
and actually in September last year, we renewed.
今年2月一定要把瓦西德倒下来,
that in February this year, they want to dethrone that this wahib.
而瓦西德被倒以前,
and before wahib is removed,
他们已经算出来了,
they have calculated.
全印尼支持瓦西德的人不过是40%,
and only 40% of the whole Indonesia support him.
所以呢把它倒下来呢, 还有可能把从前那些喊苏哈托有关系的人再用起来。
So if we to, they were to remove him, they can use people who are formerly supporters of Suharto.
那他眼睛是看不见的。
But his eye cannot see.
所以用各样的办法给他弄到他进到网络里面。
So they use their way to entrap him.
那么他如果自己又不小心, 那就不对了。
So if he is not careful, then he'll be wrong.
所以有人发现这次阴谋是有故意的。 故意的要把它倒下来，已经弄了好，已经预备很久了。
So some find that this is a conspiracy that's prepared for a long time.
所以现在从班尼旺义到苏拉巴亚的整条路，百年大树都被百姓砍下来挡住路，把交通阻塞掉了。
So they have also fallen all these big trees to block the way.
这个在爪哇东部有几千万人就预备在这一次这个生死决斗。
So in East Java, they prepare who prepare to be martyrs.
因为当苏哈托最后几年的时候,
because the last few years of Suharto,
他最担心的就是瓦西德.
What he worried is about this was Wahib.
那个瓦西德的这个部下有3000万人.
Because Wahib have 30 million supporters.
所以呢，他们用各样的办法，他部下那些教师一个一个杀死，杀了100多个人.
So they've killed more than 100 teachers.
这是过去不太久的事情.
This is something that happened not long ago.
所以讲的全部假的。
So they talk all things which is false.
做的是恶毒的事情。
And they do evil things.
苏哈托的孩子到现在还不知道在哪里。
And Suharto's son until today nobody know where he is.
找不到他在哪里。
Cannot find him.
而且炸弹炸的时候,
even when they bomb,
有人拿出支票是苏哈托的孩子自己签名给他多少钱叫他炸炸弹。
And people produce this check as signed by him.
所以世界的政治家是伟人嘛。
So politicians are the great figure in the world.
在位大英雄。 下台大流氓,
when they are on the throne, they are hero, but not they are hooligans.
有各样的办法使你们有办法看出他到底坏在什么地方。
So they use all methods to cover their faults.
神最知道人性,
but God knows our human nature.
因为神创造人,
because God created man.
神也知道人离开他以后的危险在哪。
And God also knows the danger when men leave God.
神知道撒旦用怎样的办法把人吊在试探。
And God also knows that it is that Satan entrap us in all the conspiracies.
这世界没有义的。
So there's no righteousness in the world.
一个也没有。
Not even one.
没有一个，连一个也没有。
Not even one.
耶稣基督才需要到世界上。
And that's why Jesus had to come to the world.
耶稣神来到人间。
That Jesus, God, coming to man.
就成了唯一的盼望。
And become the only hope for man.
成了唯一被罪人共同仇视。 共同反抗，结果被罪人钉在十字架上。
And the only one is hated by sinners and was nailed on the cross.
这是超过文化宗教所要解决的问题。
This transcends what the religion